It is you, Jehovah, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, Lord, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah. Jehovah, we praise you, we praise your name, we praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. Beloved, we are welcome this morning into the presence of the Most High God. For if you notice that your call has been dropped, anonymous call is not permitted on this altar. Please ensure that you set your phone to show your number. Otherwise, the service provider will be dropping your call because anonymous calls are not permitted. Please ensure that your phones are set for your numbers, the string of your numbers to be passed on to the service provider because of reporting purposes. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We worship you this night in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Beloved, will you turn with me tonight in your Bible, by the grace of God, as we look at Psalm 143, Psalm 143, God started a work in us at the midnight hour yesterday. As we come into His presence this morning, the workings of God will continue in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 143, the psalmist began to say to the Lord, "Hear my prayers, O Lord, give ear to my supplication. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to my supplication. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear unto my supplication. Hear my prayer, O God, and give ear to my supplication. In your faithfulness, answer me. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Answer me speedily, O God. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the peace. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For in you do I trust. For in you do I trust. For in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I shall walk. For I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will. For you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant. The psalmist cried out unto the Lord, making his case before his God. And the psalmist was crying out and said to the Lord, my heart is overwhelmed. It was overwhelmed by its circumstances. And beloved, it was crying out desperately, deliberately, because he needed God to answer for him. He needed God to intervene in his situation. Beloved, I've had a number of news today, and I had a news before I came on this altar, and I was speaking to the Lord. I want to know, because immediately I knew that something went on, and I knew that it was not right. And beloved, and immediately I lifted up my voice to God and was asking God questions about, Lord, what was the situation? What was wrong with that child? I saw that the enemy was wicked. And I saw that between the fourth and the fifth finger of that child, there was an enemy that shot an arrow. Every arrow of the enemy that was shot, that troubled and traumatized any child in this commission, tonight it shall go back to its sender in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. David was going through a situation that David could not understand. I've had in the course of the week parent calling to say that their kids were taking drugs. And this I had said a number of months ago, and I said, but I saw that child taking something. Something is not right with this child, but it took a number of months for the truth to actually find expression. Beloved, but enough of affliction against the kids. Every power that decided to trouble any of our children, the Most High God shall trouble them today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. David said, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear unto my supplication. I want you to lift up your voice before the Most High God this morning as you begin to speak unto the Lord. Oh God, my Father, let your ears be open unto my cry tonight. Let my prayers receive divine response from heaven with divine urgency in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, my Father, let my prayers be heard. Let the heaven be open over my life. Let my cry receive a divine response even from you tonight in the name of Jesus. Open my heavens. Let my prayers be heard. Let there be answer for me. Let there be solution for me. Nosusia atuati. For when the righteous call, the Lord shall hear them. Whenever the righteous call, the Lord shall hear. Say to the Lord this morning, Lord, open your ears, Lord, to my cry tonight. Zosia pia otugazati, ne klusto zosi atuati, le klogu zosia atua atuati, ele meke kuto zosi atuati, ne klosuzo zoprendege kuzote, isoprondege kuzote, ishtoto la pronika kuaza, endegege kukusto zosie, leke kuta azo zoprondega kuzate, isopia atua atua, endege kuzote, leko kutoso ziate, deliklo kuzotua atua, endegege kuzoto, legle kuzote, zeprina kustoso ziatua. Beloved, lift up your voice. You are saying, my Father, let my heaven be open. Isaiah chapter number 64, the word of the Lord. Isaiah said, tear open your heaven, O God, and come down. Tear open your heaven and come down. Let my voice be heard. Let the cry of my spirit tonight, Lord, receive a divine response from heaven. Zupia otugaza ata. He said, oh, that thou will rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. The mountains might quake. That is the mountains, beloved, might flow down at the presence of the Holy God. The inner bokuta azwa atuate elapio otugazotua. Ze prende ge kuzuzu, zo proto oze, elapio oto gogo suzie, ende ge ke kuzo, otua asuate, esosia atuate, le krusto sosia, ondogo kusto sosiato, elapio otua atua, zapio tologo sote. Beloved, lift up your voice and say to the Lord, let your mercy avail. Let your mercy prevail for me this night. Lopia atuas, as a new day has dawned in your presence this morning, as you open up to me this new day, let your mercy avail and prevail for me in my favor, but against the powers that rise up against me, that rose up against my children, that rose up against the work of my ancestors, that rose up against my divine destiny, that rose up to stop me from running the race of life. Oh God, my Father, let my heaven open. Supio otugazote. Leke kutoso siatua. Zepronde ge kuzote. Isopia atuazo. Ondege ke kusote, legle kuzuzo, zeprende ke kusote, istobonde ke kusote, isopia atuate, endege ke kusoto, osu atua, leke ke kutoso si atua, lenglo kukuzatua, endege kusuzia, endege ke librus ote, endege ke librus oto, Ondegege librus otua, zapio otuaza, engeke kusoto, etapaaza. In the mighty name of Jesus, the word of the Lord says in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 17, verse 11. Leviticus, chapter number 17, verse 11. It is written, saith the Lord, Leviticus 17, verse 11. Leviticus 17, 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you on the altar that to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood by reason of life that makes atonement for the soul. the blood by reason of life that is in it makes atonement for the soul. Beloved, what is atonement? Beloved, the atonement that the blood makes, beloved, for the soul, it speaks of atonement as a result of forgiveness. Atonement that purges away every handwriting that the enemy has for us that has been nailed out against us, but has been nailed onto the cross. Atonement will speak of a cover for us, a pardon for us. The atonement of the blood of Jesus, beloved, it represents, it appeals to God. It satisfies the demand of God. Beloved, where we were due for punishment, the blood of Jesus will speak of mercy. When Moses was writing this, and the word of the Lord said, he said, therefore, I said to the sons of Israel, no person among you may eat blood, nor may any alien who sojourns among you eat blood. Because any personality that eat blood, beloved, they have become the eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Because they are eating life, that is devouring life. Beloved, anyone that eats blood, the word of the Lord says he has shed his blood. Blood has been shed for our sake, for the remission of our sin, for the forgiveness of our sin. Because the life is in the blood. Life is in the blood. Life is in the blood. He said, because the life of every creature is in its blood. That is why I have said to the Israelites, you must not eat the blood of any creature, because the life of every creature is its blood. Anyone who eats, it's it must be because of anyone who is a eater of the flesh and the drinker of blood. God said they were to be cut off. I want you to lift up your voice this morning as you begin to say unto the Lord, Lord, locate every eater of flesh and drinkers of blood who has vowed to waste my life, the life of anyone connected to me, the life of any prevailer. Locate them by the thunder of the Lord. Locate them by your fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let these wasters be wasted in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lekuto also zia apronde gekuzote lekekuto also sopria dagazate itroso suatuase ende gekekuzoto suzia tua nenglo kuzato onde gekuzoto osuate ende gekelibu sosiato. Negloko gosusie, endege kekusoto, osuate, esosi atua, teleble ne kosuto, ondege kusote, esuate, enda kakubasu ate. Beloved, lift up your voice and say, verdict of the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood over my children's life. I command you to fail, 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 fail. Fail, 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 fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every verdict of hell, every verdict of the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood against the prevailers' children, against the prevailers from day one even to year 99 years old, I decree and declare, let that demonic verdict, demonic agreement, satanic determination against the righteous, let it fail, let it fail, let it fail, let it fail. Likapato gogo susiate, endege kusoto sosiatua. I command every verdict of hell, every verdict of the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood to waste the life of anyone on this altar. I command it to fail. I command you 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 to fail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to fail. Usopia atuazo. Ondege kusoto. Susi atuate. Endege kekusoto. Leprelebo suate. Ensopia otugasa ate. Isopia atuazo. Ondege kusoto. Legle kusotuate. Endege kususo prodegasa ate. Ishtozo soprondegasa ate. Ela pio otroso si atuate. Ele blessusia atuate. Endege kusoto otuazo. Zeprendege kusoto. Ende kustasazia. Nekuta apio otugazate. Endege geliprus ote. Endege geliprus ote. Ezuate. Endege kususia apioto. Ondege geleprus ato. Ela kekuta asuate. Endege kusoto osuate. Ezopia atuate. Endege kekusoto. Neprene kekusoto. Ezopia atuate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I want you to say, blood of Jesus, cover for me and my household. Cover for me and my children tonight. Zepia atuate. Endeke kusote. Leke kutasa ziato. Lengle kutoso. Zoprenege kusote. Isopia atua. Saturate my life. Let the life of Jesus flow to me. Flow into me tonight. Zupion denge kesusia. Ondege kusoto. Nebreneke kuazo. Endege kelibru soote. Isopia atua atua. Andoke kelibru soote. Isopia atua. Zoto si ato. Ela pio otugasa ate. Isoprondege kusoote. Isopia atuazo. Zeprenega kustoso. Isopia atongo likre kusote. Isoprondege kusote. Endege geleplus oto. Ustosia atuate. Elame kotososia. Lord, I cover everyone connected to this commission with the precious blood of the Lamb of God this night. Zopia atuazo. Ondege kekusoto. Susi atuale. Lengle kekusoto. Susi atua. Zeprendege kusoto. Isopia atuazo. Ela pio otugasa ate. Lord, let the blood of Jesus penetrate into every life, into every home, into every individual connected to this commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopia atogososie. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, very quickly, I want to go into a few scriptures, because every battle that you have faced, that sprang up in the night time, that wake our children up, and they slept, nothing was wrong with them, but suddenly awoke in their sleep with a cry, or they were troubled in the daytime. Whatsoever has sprung up that has affected any child as a result of demonic operations and a territorial spirit that troubled life and destiny. And what was the attempt of the enemy? Because when they trouble one, in the house they trouble all. Therefore, I want you to lift up your voice. You have said, oh God, my Father, trouble my troublers tonight. Relieve and release my children from every captivity of infirmity. Trouble my troublers. Trouble my troublers. Trouble my troublers this morning. Likukuza atua atuaze. In the midnight hour, let my voice be heard. O God of the midnight hour, Lord, trouble my troublers. Lepia atua atuazo. Ondegege librus ote. Esusia atua atogolobros ote. Endege kusoto osuate. Esoproande ege custoso sia pioto. Onde che cagelli plus ote, ende che custoso susia tuase, ella pio otua, ende che custoso prondega custote, isto prondega custe, ege custosa tua, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice as you say, Lord, every trouble, problem, into the agenda, into the womb of this day, by any satanic power, by any demonic entity, by any power of darkness, against my life, against my ministry, against my children, against the work of my hands, backfire, backfire, backfire on your sender, backfire on your sender, backfire on your sender, backfire on your sender. Zepia tua, zoso prondege kusote, izopia atogo leprina kusote, di aqua atugo zote, endege kosusie, ezopronde, geke libris ote, izopia atuazo, ondege ke kusoto, osuate, elapio otuase, endege kusoto, osuate, izopia tuazo. Ondegege libruso ote, endegege ku asuate, endegege libruso ote, isopia atua azotue, elebege ku zote, esu ato, every satanic demonic, evil trouble program against me, in the womb of this day, program against any prevailer, in the womb of today, I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, be ejected. Trouble your troublers, trouble my troublers. Isopia atuazo, ondege kekusote. You are saying every trouble engineered by darkness against me and against my household, O God of the midnight hour, locate my troubler, trouble them by your thunder, agitate them by your fire, agitate them and trouble them in the midnight hour, trouble the household of the wicked. Trouble the habitation of the wicked. Trouble my troublers this body. Usopia atuazo. Ondegeke kusoto. Usopia atuazo. Endegeke kutoso. Ziatuaze. Zepreneke kusote. Ishtobo leklakuko siate. Endege kususie esuato. Ondegeke kelibruso ote. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Beloved, it is important for you to know what we are dealing with tonight. We are commanding the trouble of God to locate the troubler of our Israel, especially anything and everything that refuse to let the children of this commission go. I am talking about the day one old and to up to date, year 99 years old, that is a child that God has divinely connected to this commission. Every power that trouble you shall be troubled in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And the word of the Lord says in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and he is my fortress. The Lord is my refuge. The Ancient of Days is my fortress. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. The Ancient of Days is my fortress. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, he is my refuge. The Lily of the Valley, he is my fortress. Beloved, what do you mean when you say the Lord is your refuge? It means that it is your hiding place. It is a safety place. It is the one you can hide yourself in, even when the enemy comes against you. And beloved, it is your secure place from every danger, from every satanic arrow. The Lord becomes a refuge for us. It becomes our hope. It becomes our deliverer. It becomes our God. Isopia atuate. Endege kusoto susi atuale. Lenglo susia atuate. I want you to say, my Father, you are my refuge, the refuge for my household. You are the refuge, the hiding place for my family, from every satanic assault, from every demonic oppression, from every power of the devil. I declare, Ancient of Days, you are a refuge for my family. Ilobia atuazo, ondegegege libus ote, endege equa atuata, elapio otugesu ate, endege lebrus ote, etua atuate, endege kusoto, susi atuate, endege kekusoto, osuate, elebrus ote, isopia atua atuazo, ondege keke libus ote, isopia atongo likasa ate, likokutasa siate. Lord, over this commission, over our members, over everyone connected by God into this commission, I declare, Ancient of Days, you are our refuge, you are our hiding place, you are our sure place of security from every assault of darkness, from every satanic demonic oppression. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let kukutozo siatuaza, zepron dege kusoto suziatua, leke kutozo siatuate, endege kusote, ilopon dege kustozo, osupron dege kusote, isopia atuazo. Lord, I declare, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, li apio otugesotua, zepron dege kusote, isopia atua, andege kusozo ziatuate, elapio otugesuate, endege kusote, endege kususia, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, when God becomes your refuge, it will begin to take on your enemy. It will fight the battle for you. And that is where you are making a declaration. Beloved, tonight, the word of the Lord says in Psalm 94, verse 22, it says, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. When God begins to be that place of refuge for you, he fights everything that rises up to fight you. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice tonight as we say, oh God, my Father, be my hiding place, my refuge from the satanic assault against my children, against the work of my hands, against my marriage, against my ministry. Take on my enemy tonight. Defend my cause and secure my Lord. Take on every satanic powers of darkness assigned against us. Osopia atugazato, endige kusoto, lekla kusote, isopia atuazo, ondege kususia atuaze, elapio otua atuaza, endege kekusoto, usopia atua asosie, endege gelibruso ote, isopia atuazo, ondege gelibruso ote, atongo likasa ate, elapio otuga kusote, endegege libruso ote, isopia atua, atuato, Ela pior outro sucia. neck exalted. O God of the midnight hour, trouble the troubler of this commission. Trouble the troublers of the Prevailers Church Network. Trouble the troublers of the platform of oppression that you have given to us. Trouble the troubler of this Zion, this body. Arise by your power. Arise by your might. Arise, O God, on behalf of the children of this commission. On behalf of the parents in this commission. On behalf of the ministry represented in this commission. On behalf of the household represented in this commission. Trouble the troubler of our Israel. Lord, arise every troubler of this Israel in the daytime and in the nighttime. Lord, trouble them. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, when you see the word of the Lord begins to say in the book of Joshua, chapter number 7. Joshua, chapter number 7. When the cousin of Joshua, in spite of the fact that he knows that God made Joshua a promise, Joshua has been introduced to his own race of destiny. He was engaged on the race of destiny after the death of Moses. God said, you will lead all of these people to the land that I have promised unto their fathers. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. God spoke to him. He said, only be strong and courageous. Only be strong and courageous, that is, be of a good courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers that we give them. God was clear. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper. Wheresoever you go, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt surely meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Beloved, and you and I know that the work started so well. God has said the only place for you, Joshua, not to possess is the place where you have not traded. The God who cannot lie. So we saw Joshua was having victory. Beloved, he begins to lead the people, and everybody said, we will obey you as we have obeyed Moses, because he has the presence of the Lord. Beloved, so we saw that he was gaining ground. It was achieving in his assignment. It was advancing in the race of his own destiny. Everything was in order until the troubler troubled him. Everything was working for Joshua. There was no sign. There was no need for any alarm. Everything was going good. Beloved, he had victory. Beloved, he took the people, they crossed the Jordan. The Jordan that was securely, that was completely flooded. It overflowed its boundary. Beloved, but yet, by the divine guidance and instruction of the God that was present with him, beloved, following the instruction of God to the detail, Jordan dried up and the people were able to pass. We saw that he prevailed against the wall of Jericho by divine guidance, by divine instruction. Beloved, every step he took according to the wall was the living result for him. Until he was troubled. In chapter number 7, he was fighting a little battle, just a tiny winning battle with against a country called Ai. He chose the number of men that should go into Ai, beloved, because it was considered a battle that can be won not by mobilizing the entire army of Israel, but beloved, because the troubler had troubled him. Those who went to go and spy, they came back in verse number 2. They said to him, beloved, they said to him, the men went up and spied out Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up to attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are very few. The group of people, a battle that looks like a tiny winning battle, and they gave him a counsel, don't send the entire army of Israel. But beloved, they didn't know that the troubler had already engaged and planted demonic thing under the earth, beloved, to trouble a Joshua and the people that carry covenant. They said, don't bother. There are very few people in Ai. You don't have to send everybody. But beloved, the very few people and the very small nation prevailed over the people that have covenant, because the troubler are troubled. Beloved, and Israel, having taken the 3,000 men, they were fleeing before the few men of Ai, because Ai struck down 36 of them. Beloved, they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim and struck them down on the descent before the earth of the people melted and became like water. When the people were troubled, they were overwhelmed. Beloved, Joshua tore his clothes. He fell before the face of the Lord who made him a promise. What is the problem, Lord? You brought these people over to the land through over the Jordan. You are the one that did it. You deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. All that we have been content and dragged on the other side of Jordan. Oh Lord, what shall I say when Israel turned his back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name? He knows the promise that was made to him, but beloved, he saw defeat, but he didn't keep quiet. He wants to know what has gone wrong. He said, how could we flee before our enemies? Why should the enemy prevail against our life? He wants to know the secret. I want you to know that the secret that you care less to know is the secret that remains unknown to you. I want you to say to the Lord this morning, show me, Lord, the secret of the troubler of my Israel.
behind the trouble, behind the affliction, behind this oppression and the night, behind the invisible arrow, behind the visible arrow of sickness, behind this invisible arrow of infirmity, of trouble, and of pain. Oh God, my Father, it that asketh receiveth, it that knocketh the door shall be opened unto him. Joshua said, I want to know what has gone on. How can we lose a little battle with a few men? Why must we be running even away from our enemy when you have given me a promise that wherever the source of my fish shall step into, I shall possess it as my possession, that no man will be able to stand against me all the days of my life. Lord, what happened last night? Lord, show me every secret of the troubler of my Israel. Lord, uncover every covering over the wicked that is troubling my destiny, that is troubling my ministry, that is responsible for the trouble even of my children. The appeal unto the authority. Expose the hidden secret of the troubler of my Israel. Do not let their secret, Lord, remain common. Lord, unravel every mystery, every deep secret of the wicked, responsible for the trouble in the household, responsible for the trouble in the marketplace, responsible for the trouble, Lord, in life and destiny, responsible for the trouble, even of my children, li apio osu gazate, endege kuzoto, usopia atuate, endege kuzoate, indogogo lika kuto osu, ondegege kuzote. That is the reason why we pray, beloved Jeremiah 33, verse 3. The word of the Lord said, call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not have any chance of understanding or deciphering those secrets by yourself. And one of the secrets we must know is, why is your children abused? Why is your children troubled? Who is shooting the arrow? Where is the arrow coming from? Why is the rage of darkness? Why are their territorial spirit troubling my family? Where are their demonic personality influenced by darkness to trouble my children? Lord, expose the hidden secret of darkness that is responsible for the trouble in my household, for the defeat in my household. Beloved, what the trouble was speaking, for Joshua was death and was defeat and was fear. Trouble begins to manifest death. Trouble, it was trouble. He knows defeat. They ran before their enemy. Usopia atuate. Elepepe kutoso. Deke kusoto. Osuate. Their enemy smote them. They were running away from the enemy that they should have been victorious from. So it's victorious even when dealing with them. They were running away before the enemy. Beloved, that was contrary to the word of God. He said, those who come against you, they will fall for your sake. He said, they will come against you one way, they will flee in seven ways. When they come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them. That is why you are said to the Lord, why is it that you are the one running? Why should you be the one running? Why should it be that your children are the one affected and afflicted? Why should it be that you are the one that was afraid? You are the one that has covenant in the blood of Jesus. You are said, Lord, expose every root and every source of my trouble. Every root and every source of my affliction. Likabia asuziato. Ondegeke Soto, on the Kuasa, that troubled beloved resulted in 36 men died. That troubled means they were defeated in war. That trouble was speaking of open shame because of the nations we hear about it. That trouble was speaking, beloved, of ridicule, and it was speaking, beloved, of ridicule concerning even the role, the leadership of Joshua. It was humiliated because the troubler had troubled him. Beloved, you have said to the Lord, expose to me, reveal to me everything that is responsible, every power behind this trouble, every demonic oppression behind the affliction, every power behind the evil arrow shot at any of my children. Look at pure undoggles that to us. Endege kuzoto osu ate. Endege kuzoto osu atua. Endoko lika gozu ate. Endego te. Lord, expose to me. Unravel to me. Lord, show me every secret of darkness. Pioneering of the trouble, even concerning the prevailers, expose them, judge them, and let the prevailers walk victoriously. Let the victorious prevailers be victorious. Let the victorious prevailer, Lord, be walk in victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in the Lord Jesus. He that is born of God overcometh the world. Therefore, Lord, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus, expose every habitation of the crooked and the wicked responsible for the affliction, for the trouble of defeat, for the trouble of disease, for the trouble of death, for the trouble of fear, for the trouble of shame, reproach, and humiliation, for the trouble of poverty and lack, for the trouble of insufficiency, for the trouble of dejection and rejection, for the devil. Lord, expose every hidden secret of the devil responsible for the attack against the mind of our children, against the health of our children, against even the peace of our children. The appeal unto the Zazi, every power sponsoring restlessness, every power sponsoring hate, every power sponsoring even discouragement, every power that is sponsoring even trouble of the spear, is Zopi Atuata, Atuata. Every power behind every form of regret is Zopi Atuata. I want you to understand this trouble that Joshua had. Joshua said it would have been better for us that we stay on the other side of the Jordan. Beloved, when Jordan was full, he said it was even better that they have never even come into Jericho, because until they saw Jordan River dried up, that is when they moved forward and they saw the wall of Jericho came forth. Beloved, he had this trouble was speaking of two steps backward. It was speaking of regret. It was speaking, beloved, of backwardness. It was speaking of him preferring the past than the present. That was trouble. The only gekuzate, when the yesterday looks better than today, beloved, when the victory of last year seems to be, beloved, no longer relevant because in the face of what he was facing, he had forgotten about the miracles. He said it was even better for us to remain the way we are, not to have enjoyed the miracle, not to have even received the word that you have spoken. Why? Because the troublers were troubling him. I want you to lift up your voice. You have said any troubler, troubling my Israel, troubling my children, troubling the prevailers that want us to prefer the yesteryears to today, that want us to prefer the season where we have not been connected to you, Lord, even better than this season that we are in. Lord, I ask, expose Expose them and judge them by fire. Expose them and judge them. Expose them and judge them. Zipondi che cusate. E la pio otro cusate. E sopia tu cagasuate. You are sent to the Lord. O God of the midnight hour, open my heaven, uncover every mystery behind the affliction and the trouble of the night that speaks of defeat, of disease, that speaks of death, that speaks of fear, discouragement, shame, ridicule, reproach, that speaks of insufficiency and lack, that speaks of struggle and hardship. Lord, expose it. Expose it. It's sopia atuazo. Ondege kusoto. Ilobo kusate. Excuse me, beloved. And it's cry. It all is all close. He preferred the time when they were in between and not making advancement or gaining in any way, he said that time was even better in the light of what he was going through. He told the Son of God, he was speaking to God himself. He said our past was probably better than the now. Because of the shock of what they have just experienced, when you have never known an attack, you have never seen defeat, when you have never known problem, a problem happened, beloved, the best of man will think, what is this? When you've had victory, and you have prevailed, when you have a time of respite, and there was no trouble, and suddenly something occurred, or something decided to begin to mess up. Beloved, it could happen to anybody that can think right in the line of which Joshua was thinking. He said, why did you bring us across the Jordan River if you are going to let the Amorites kill us? One thing that you have to see is that he came to an understanding and thinking that it is impossible for the enemy to kill or to attack us in this way if God has not allowed them. This man, they bowed their face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord until evening. Beloved, because they saw that they have just suffered a loss. But the good thing about Joshua is that he didn't accept it. He wants to know what really went on. Because what you don't know, you can't fight. And God answered, because God is committed. He said, when the righteous call, the Lord shall answer. David said in our opening scripture this morning, it was said to the Lord, hear my cry, let your ear be attentive unto my supplication. God said there was the troubler is not far-fetched. The troubler is in your home. The troubler is even among your camp. And beloved, many times we are living and breathing with the troublers. They are troubling us and yet they are smiling at us. That is why David said in Psalm 144, he said, reach me, our strange children, whose right hand, whose mouth speaketh lies, and their right hand is the right hand of wickedness. They don't have any good in their heart. He said, read me, deliver me. Rescue me from the hand of these stray children. They speak lying words. Their right hand is the right hand of wickedness, of falsehood. He said, I need a rescue so that our also may be planted, may be as plant growing up in their youth, that our daughters will be as pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supply all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring 4,000 and 10,000 of fields. So you will know that their own children were not finding their place. They were going to the time of scarcity. But he was crying unto God for rescue. Joshua said, I want to know what is responsible for my defeat. What is responsible for the challenge of my leadership? Why are men turning their back against their enemy and running from the enemy they were meant to face, from the enemy that they were meant to be victorious on? Beloved, they went into that cry all night. And beloved, God spoke and said, the problem is not far-fetched. The problem was triggered by the troubler that was in the camp. And the beloved Joshua met with the people. They cast lots from family to family. And he came upon the troubler who had troubled them. They located an acre that has troubled the camp. Because God said, there is an accursed in your midst, O Israel. And you cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed from among you. There is an accursed, a forbidden thing. What God said is not meant to be so. Beloved, where is it? The man Achan buried it. There are personalities that bury things so that they can bury life. The man buried garments. The man buried clothes. The man buried the things that God said not to touch. And they saw 36 other people buried. Beloved, Joshua came to him. He rose in the morning, brought Israel by their tribes in verse number 16. And the tribe of Judah was taken. They went through the clan of Judah and the family of Sarah and brought man by man. Beloved, eventually, Achan the son of Carmi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, beloved, before the Lord. And Joshua said to Achan, my son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God, a personality that you call a son, but yet was a trouble for the family. It was not an external personality to him. Unknown, anybody you will call your own son. Somebody was telling me about situations yesterday, and I can see how distressed the personality was when the people that you have celebrated became influenced by the devil and they became an instrument, a weapon of warfare against the fellow to humiliate, to embarrass, to make you feel disappointed. Beloved, what we have to see is that nothing, no, it's not temptation that has come our way that is not common unto man. But the Bible says that God is faithful. He will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear, but you have to be ready to do something about it. They located Joshua located Achan. And Achan said, among the plunder I saw a beautiful robe from Babylon, 200 silver and a bar of gold weighing more than a pound. I wanted them so much that I took them. They are eating in the ground beneath my tent, with the silver buried deeper than the rest. So Joshua sent some men to take a search. They ran to the tent and found the stolen goods, eating there just as Achan had said, with the silver buried beneath the rest. They took the things from the tent and brought them to Joshua and all the Israel, and all the Israelites. Then they laid them on the ground in the presence of the Lord. Then Joshua and all the Israelites took Achan the silver, the robe, the bar of gold, his sons, cattle, donkeys, sheep, goats, tent, and everything he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And beloved, Joshua said, why have you brought trouble on us? The Lord will now bring trouble on you. And all the Israelites stoned Achan and his family and buried their bodies. They piled great stones over Achan, which remains to this day. That is why the place has been called the Valley of Trouble. Ever since, so the Lord was no longer angry. Beloved, this is where men learned the art of wickedness, when they bury things so that they can bury life. He brought trouble into their life because he buried what his eyes lusted for, so that he can get the people into trouble. Beloved, so when you come on this altar and the Holy Spirit say, command anything that was buried in order to bury you, let it be vomited, but let the earth bury our honor. Beloved, is speaking about those who trouble you, that the trouble that they have done against Israel must return back unto their own head. Beloved, in this midnight hour, we have said to the Lord, locate my father by the thunder and the fire of God. Locate anywhere across the nations of the earth, underneath the sea, in the heavenlies, Lord, wherever anything was buried, wherever anything was hidden, wherever everything has been, Lord, swallowed up, in order that life might be wasted, in order that my destiny, that of my children, might be afflicted with trouble. You are saying, Lord, let wherever the burying place is, vomit whatsoever was buried, but bury the digger of the pit in the mighty name of Jesus. Bury the digger of the pit. Bury the digger of the pit. Bury the digger of the pit in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Sophia, Atuas, on Degekusote, until the very Achan and everything that he had, unto the very Achan and his children, and there was no longer any remembrance of the wicked, because he had allowed the earth to swallow up the blood of 36 men. You have said, any power anywhere, assigned by hell, that dug the pit or dug a grave and buried something in order for anyone in this commission to be buried, my father, expose their secret. Locate their habitation. Locate their covers. Locate their hideout. Locate the place where they sit on the mat. Locate them by thunder. Locate them by fire. Lord, bury them alive. Bury their things. Bury anything that belongs to the wicked. Lord, that the righteous might rise from sickness, that the righteous might be free from infirmity, that the righteous might be free from the sentence of death, that the righteous might be free from the sentence of disgrace and humiliation, that the righteous might be free from poverty and lack of help, that the righteous might be free from the satanic demonic arrow of darkness in the name of the Lord Jesus. The truth of the matter is, Achan was with the people. When did he do what he did? If he had done it in the daytime, they would have figured him out. It means that he operated in the midnight hour to create trouble for the people. Because everybody was seeing everybody else. But beloved, the word of the Lord said in Matthew 13 that when man sleeps and his enemy planted an evil seed, the enemy Achan planted a demonic thing under the earth in disobedience to the word of the Lord. I want you to lift up your voice. You are saying any satanic demonic personality and power invading the life of any of the prevailers and our children, Lord, in the night hour, in the night hour, in the midst of the night, Lord, to trouble, to attack, to oppress, Lord, with sickness, with confusion, with restlessness, with hopelessness, with rebellion, with satanic demonic attack. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command your eyes out to be discovered. I decree and declare, let your secret come out. Let your eyes out be converted to your burial ground. Let the eyes out of darkness operated from by any demonic entity, by any personality like a dog like an human being, I decree and declare, let your eyes out become your burying place. Let your eyes out of darkness, let your covenant of darkness, let the enemy that operates to demonic dog, let that dog become their trap for death. Let the dog that they have programmed themselves in be their burying instrument. Likekua atu gasu atu on dege kekusoto on suatu on dege kekusate elapio atu gasu ate elapio atu gasate. I want you to say any evil hand that has shot an arrow to me, to my children, in the night hour, under the disguise of covering, of darkness, today in the name of Jesus, let your arrow backfire on you. Let your covenant of darkness that you have used to do this wicked thing, let it become your burial place. Let it become your burial place. Let it become the place of where you are bedridden. Let it become the place of funeral for you. Let it become the place where your obituary shall be honored. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophia as also, even God was unhappy. He said, they that contended with you, I will contend with them, and I will save you your children. That is why I am also angry. Your enemy is my enemy, and they are the enemy of God too. And that is why you are saying, every satanic demonic personality that is smiting our children in the daytime, in the nighttime, with demonic sickness, satanic affliction, demonic trouble, satanic evil habit, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the place of your oppression become the place of your funeral. Let the place where you have shot the arrow from become the place of your destruction. Become the place even of your death. Li upon the gekuzoto susi atuate elapio oto no desaate in toge kelibrus ose in sopia atuate elapio oto no desiate. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, you want to speak to the earth. All you are, whatsoever you have harbored from any satanic personality operating through the dark places of the earth, in order to smite my children with infirmity, in order to smite my children with trouble of affliction, in order to smite my son and my daughter, even with sudden problem and sudden issue, on an unexplainable cry, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command in the name of Jesus, vomit that which you have harbored, but be the swallowing ground for the wicked. Be the swallowing ground for the wicked. Let the echo die. Let the echo die. Let the echo die. Let the echo die. Lord, that the wickedness of the wicked might come to an end. Let there be an end to the misfired arrow of darkness. Let it backfire on its sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. Isopia atuoso. On the ekuzoto. Osu ate. Ela pio osu gazuzie. Ela pio otongo suziate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice. As you said this morning, yes, Father, by the power in the name of Jesus, let any personality or power anywhere, let any anchor anywhere across the nations of the earth, from my own town, from my village, in my own clan, even among my own people, that is hired by the enemy to bury anything by demonic witchcraft instructions, by satanic, even witchcraft influences, whether they put salt on the earth, whether they put wood on the earth, whether they shoot arrow down, whether they use their nails, their toenails to crawl the earth, to open the earth slightly, in order to bury anybody, in order to trouble the prevailers, I decree and declare, let your secret be out, be judged, be judged. Let the dark places of the earth that has eaten your secret in at all, vomit them, vomit them, vomit them, vomit them, vomit them, vomit them. Vomit them. Let the dark places of the earth vomit everything that you have eaten inside of it, in order to waste life, in order to spite the righteous, in order to operate with wickedness and cruelty against the sons and the daughters of God in this commission. Lord, locate the wicked habitation with your thunder and with your fire. Every wicked trouble, every troubler of our destiny, waiting for us to break down, waiting for us to be overwhelmed, waiting for us to be troubled, waiting for us to be afraid, waiting for us to be disgraced, waiting for us to be humiliated. I decree and declare by the power that raised up Jesus Christ from death, I declare your secret exposed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I withdraw your peace today. You shall not rest until you by yourself, you confess your evil deed and you are brought to judgment. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, I want you to say, every personality that I call a friend, but who was an enemy indeed, that has buried something on the earth in order to see me buried, any personality that I call a colleague that has buried anything, even on the content full of darkness, in order to waste my job, to waste my destiny, in order to create trouble for me at work, on the upfront, in the ministry and in my career, what are you waiting for? Your secret is out. Receive the judgment of God today. Your secret is out. Any familiar personality that is speaking but appear like a friend, every satanic, demonic, double color and double personality, they a God man but a wicked personality operating under the covering of darkness to introject and to cause trouble in my life, in my home, in the life of my children, in the life of those God are connected to me. What are you waiting for? The Lord of hosts is against you. You are troubled today without recovery. You shall be troubled without recovery. There is no way out for you. Ulomika kusato o suate. Endege kusoto susi atuate. Elapio o sugazaate. Endege kusoto o suate. Endege kekusoto. Usoprondege kusote. Elapio o sugazaate. Endege kusoto. On de gecuseto, en de gecusus opiato, on de gecelibus ote, isopia
attuato. Onde de libri sote. Enda tacusoto osiate.
When Judas was going to betray Jesus, he went in the night. The only thing that made Jesus to miss his march was in that midnight hour. In Luke chapter number 22, from 39 to 53, you will see the story that Jesus Christ was praying at that same hour. Matthew 26 also gives the account. Jesus was praying before the Father. So when the deceiver, the one that put his own hand in the same bowl with Jesus Christ, beloved as a close person to him, and became an instrument of darkness, you are saying, you are hurting me, you are hurting my children, but you are so close, but you are so wicked. What are you waiting for? Let your secret be out. Be judged this morning. Let your secret be out. Let your secret be out. Let your secret be out. Be judged, be judged. Be judged, be judged. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, so close was Achan, but he operated in the power of the night, in the midst of the night, to create trouble for Joshua and those that carry the covenant, God's people. You are saying you are so close, but you are so wicked. You are so friendly, but you are so hateful. You are so close, but you are the one troubling my destiny, troubling my children, troubling our health, troubling our wealth, troubling our career, troubling our ministry, troubling our calling, operating through the dark places of the earth in the night season to smite, to distract, to destroy, to cause pain, to cause disease and disaster. The Lord of hosts is against you. Let your secret be uncovered before all men. Be judged, be judged. Let your secret be uncovered. Be judged now. Let your secret be uncovered. Be judged, be judged. Be judged, be judged. Be judged, be judged. Be judged, be judged. In the mighty name of Jesus. What you don't know was that Achan looked like an innocent man. He thought he had gotten away with murder. He must probably have wept with those who were weeping. He might probably have also torn his clothes when he saw Joshua turning his clothes. That is the height of wickedness. And beloved, the height of deceptiveness. You are saying, you shoot an arrow at me. A double-minded personality. A double, beloved, personality. How do I say this now? A chameleon. Personalities operating with chameleon spirit. That you are operating as a chameleon. You said you have God, you belong to God, but you are wicked. Operating through the night. You ought me and you are saying sorry to me. Today in the mighty name of Jesus, let your secret be open to all men. Be judged, 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 be judged. In the name of Jesus, you have said, all you that know me, but you are the one hurting me, and you are the one feeling sorry for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your secret be uncovered. Let me judge this body. Be judged with an open disgrace. Be judged this body. O Sophia Atuazo. O Nikeke Kuzote. Ilamon Trunagoso. E Sophia Atuazo. E Lapio Otoko Susie. E Ndegeke Kuzoto. O Susie Atuazo. E Lapio Otoko Susie. E Sophia Atuazo. You are saying anyone that knows me, For you are the one hurting me. You hated me, but yet you laugh with me. You are hurting me, but yet you are feeling sorry for me. I command every deed that you have done under the covering of darkness be exposed. Be exposed and be condemned and judged this morning. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be condemned and be judged. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be condemned and be judged. This morning, you have said, oh, you that know me, you are the one hurting me. You that evil son, you are the one expecting evil concerning this commission. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let your secret be uncovered. Be judged, 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 be judged. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have said any personality like a dog like a personality, beaten and smitten. My children, in the daytime, beaten and smitten. The work of the hands of the prevailers in the nighttime. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command your spirit to be out. Be trapped into that dog and die. Be trapped into the animal that you have configured yourself into and die, and die, and die, and die, and die, and die. Every stubborn enemy do us the ikekuato, assigned to trouble my life, assigned to trouble my destiny, assigned to trouble my children. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord trouble you today. 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 In Sapia Atuazo on Degekekusote. I want you to mention the names of your children, as many prevailers names that you can remember. Mention them today. And you have said to the Lord, oh my Father, by the power that raised up Jesus Christ from death, locate the hideout of darkness, that the enemies that appear like a friend, Lord, is that is troubling my career, troubling the prevailers, troubling my children, troubling Pastor Dero, troubling Balaji Purpose Resolution and Courage, troubling even this morning, even Sheol, Shallah Ayomide, that is troubling wisdom, that is troubling Dolagbo, that is troubling even Iyamode and Akin this morning, that is troubling divine and favor, that is troubling even Tolu this morning, troubling even Banka this morning, troubling everyone connected to my life, so troubling Tolu and Ibi Indioluwa this morning, troubling Timmy and Elvin, troubling Joshua, troubling anyone that is connected to the destiny of this commission, troubling Tulsa, troubling Kevin, troubling Ron Kevin's money. The Lord shall trouble you today. The Lord shall trouble you today. Let the troublers of Israel be exposed and be judged. Li appear unto Gazate, Endege Kuzoto, Lopruna Gazate, El appear unto Gazate, anyone assigned, even to the prevailers church network, assigned to a platform of oppression, to trouble the work of our hands, to trouble us, to hinder us, even from running the race of destiny, from standing in the way of the prevailers advancing. The Lord shall trouble you. The Lord shall trouble you. Lord Jordan, the Lord shall trouble you. In the daytime, the Lord shall trouble you. In the nighttime, the Lord shall trouble you. In the mighty name of Jesus, be thou troubled that trouble, even our Israel today. Be thou troubled that trouble, even our ministry today. Be thou troubled that trouble, our career today. Be thou troubled that trouble, the health of the prevailers today. The Lord shall trouble you. The Lord shall trouble you. The Lord shall trouble you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, if you have to know that Achan would have enjoyed some help because of the close relationship that Achan had with Joshua. But Lord, when we are talking about troubles, that sponsors that operate under the influence of darkness, they are powers and personality that don't know any mercy. They can kill their home. They can hurt those who are close to them. But they don't know mercy. You are saying this morning, anyone close to me that is hurting me but refuse to show mercy to me, the Lord of hosts is against you. Be exposed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Any personality anywhere that is close to me but operating under the covering of darkness to trouble me, operating under the covering of darkness to report me in the dark places of the earth in order to afflict me, in order to trouble me, in order to affect me, in order to stand in the way of my journey in life, of my race, of destiny. The Lord of hosts shall trouble you today. The Lord of hosts shall trouble you today. The Lord of hosts shall trouble you today. The Ancient of Days shall trouble you today. The Lord of hosts shall trouble you. 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 Li apio otuas. Because the wicked knows how to run riot at midnight hour. By divine privilege, I come to know a man of God that I honor. There are men that stand up in the night. They counter every devilish operation of the wicked. Some of them will say that from the time that they have started ministry, they have always been up between 12 and 2 or 12 and 3. They might never have said this is why we wake up, but I've been privileged to see them up at that time. I've been privileged to also hear what we saw that the Lord made great today happen in many of those places because they know how to take the battle to the enemy at the gate. The enemy that does not want to take no for an answer. Jesus said the enemy operates in the night. He said the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed seed, good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tears among the wheat during the night time. Beloved, and went his way, but when the blade was brought up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tears also. Nobody saw Achan when he was doing the rubbish. If he was digging the earth, nobody saw him. If they had seen him, beloved, that he was digging something in his tent, in his own habitation, people are buried dog in their house. People are buried things. Beloved, the Obonile were troubling them. They were using the devil to cast out other devils. And they are buried pigeons. They have done all sorts of atrocities. Beloved, they have put incisions in their body in the midnight hour. They have carried demonic evil sacrifices. Beloved, in the midnight hour. Beloved, you are saying any demonic sacrifices that anybody has carried, whether to the fourth, to the junction, or to the T junction, it doesn't matter whether they put it anywhere. And it's satanic sacrifices that anybody has carried in order to introduce trouble into my life, introduce trouble into my destiny, introduce trouble into my marriage, introduce trouble into all that pertains to me. I command you in the name of Jesus, let the wickedness that you have performed was ministering to a lady that had cancer. And beloved, I saw in her own house, I saw in her kitchen, I saw a demonic things going on. In between our kitchen and the door outside was a traffic. Strangers were coming into that house. What was the strangers engaging? They were engaging two personalities that were living in the same house with that lady. And I saw that the person that catered for her, when they said somebody had cancer, and they catered for a food that was horrible, that woman was traveling, and I said, please don't take anybody with you. Go for your treatment without no taking anybody. She said to me, Pastor, I wish that certain people don't go with me to the place where I'm going. I said, you must not take them because you have to get out of this house in order to have your freedom, because they are troubling you in your house. Was meant to go to another country for treatment. They screw everything up. She couldn't go for that treatment. When she was meant to go, when I assumed she had left, she had not gone anywhere, only for me to know that she's still at home. And I called that lady on that day, and she said, oh, the leg is paining. I think it was last year. What did they give her? Somebody who had problem in her stomach. You went to go and give her solid Eba. You want to kill her. But it was not Eba that I saw. I saw that they gave that lady raw pepper and chin-chin. And I was saying to the Lord, this is evil. She must not eat this food. I want that woman. I was on this altar when that woman died. And beloved, the Lord said to me, I should call that lady. I called her coming onto this altar. And God said, wake her up. Wake her up. And we prayed for about 45 minutes on this altar. And that woman woke up. What did she eat? What did you give her? I challenged the person that cater. Why did he say she finished that food and she asked for some more? Somebody who has never eaten any solid food for many, many months. They engineered the wickedness. I saw the traffic, invisible traffic in that house. I want you to lift up your voice and say, every satanic, demonic traffic in my environment, in my house, that I don't know, that is assigned to close my heaven, to trouble me and to trouble my children, the Lord of hosts is against you. I command you, be judged and die. Be judged and die. The Lord of hosts is against you. Your secret is out. Be judged, be judged, be judged, be judged. Be judged in the name of Jesus. The person who introduced that person to me was on the prayer line. I said, go and help me to find this lady anywhere. God said to me that I must look for that girl now. And they came. And beloved, they told me, they said the girl died. Even as the lady died, 40 years old or thereabouts. At the time I was looking for her, I said, that lady must not die. She has to wake up. She has to wake up. And God honored the word of our mouth. Beloved, and that lady woke up. Beloved, but those who were hurting her, they were in her own house. They were eating his food. They were drinking his water. They were in the house that were hurting her. I want you to say to the Lord, any personality bringing demonic, satanic traffic into my life, into my own, into my home to trouble me, that any power anywhere operating through anybody I know or I don't know that is troubling my destiny, anyone that I have helped that is troubling my destiny, anyone that I have fed that is troubling my destiny, anyone that I have extended care and love to that is troubling my children, troubling my career, troubling my family, that is troubling the work of my hands, anyone that I have helped that refused to get out of the way of troubling me, the Lord of hosts locate you by thunder. The Lord of hosts locate you by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to die. I command you to die. I command you to die. I want you to say, anyone that I have held that is mobilizing evil satanic demonic, evil witches and wizards against my children, against the work of my hands, against my ministry and my marriage, against my calling and my finances, against all the partakers and the prevailers, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, expose them, judge them by thunder, judge them by thunder, judge them by fire, let the place of their feet become slippery, let them summon salt and die, let them summon salt and die, let them summon salt and die. God could not help Joshua until Achan died. God could not help Joshua until there was an end to the power behind the issue of defeat, of distress, of even death. In the mighty name of Jesus, Isopia Atuazi, Endege Kusoto, Usopia Atuazi. Lord, locate every hideout of anyone that I have extended grace to, but I've extended evil to me, that I've extended good to, but I've extended wickedness to my household. Lord, locate them by thunder, locate them by fire, bring them to judgment. Anyone that I've supported, but that I've turned their back, even to report me to any covenant of darkness, to trouble my life, to trouble my destiny, to trouble the work of my hands, to stand in the way of my advancement, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord shall trouble you today. Lord, trouble them, trouble them, trouble them, trouble them. If you are a mother here, I want you to take your right hand, you will do the same, even unto your left hand also. And you are going to hold the back of your hand, and you are going to hold it inside and outside, and you are saying in your palm, and you will let your forefingers go right to the back, and let your tongue begin to walk through your hand, even in the palm area. And you are saying, Lord, and if you can reach your children, grab your children. And you are saying, Lord, let your unction, your anointing, penetrate into this hand. Read my hand, read the hand of my children. Lord, of every arrow of the wicked, of every satanic invisible arrow that was assigned, that was used to smite any of my children, Usopia Atuaza, Endege Kekuzote, every arrow shot by any personality operating a chameleon spirit against my hand, against the hand of my children, today I command you to backfire. I pull you out. I pull you out from everybody in this commission. I send you back even to your sender. I send you back even to your sender. I send you back to your sender now. Usopia Atuazo. Ondege Kekuzote Esu Ato. Ondege Kesuzia. Beloved, the word of the Lord said, whatsoever we lay our hands on shall prosper. So when the enemy shot an arrow, it is saying that there is no result. You will see that what he did cause the Israelites not to have results. But the God of the midnight hour will cause that arrow of wickedness, arrow of distress and shame, arrow of trouble and affliction, that was sent against even the prevailer, arrow of pestilence and arrow of plague. You are commanding, Lord, by the divine anointing of God that destroy every yoke. I pull out every satanic arrow lodgment, lodging in my body, lodging in my ministry, lodging in my career, lodging in the life of my children. I pull them out by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. I pull them out by force. I send them back even to the camp and to the covenant of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the arrow of the wicked bury the wicked. Let the arrow of the wicked waste the wicked. Let the arrow of the wicked be used against the wicked in the daytime and in the nighttime. Let the arrow of the wicked become their instrument of destruction, become their instrument of waste. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in Sophia Atuazo, Zeprenene Kusoto, Ustoso Siato. I want you to take your left hand and do exactly the same. You are there, O God of the midnight hour. Honor your word in my life by the blood of Jesus. I pull out of my finger, I pull out of my eye every arrow that was lodged into my bloodstream, into my vein, into my limb, into my muscles, even into my bone, into my marrow. Every demonic, satanic, evil lodgment of evil arrow, sponsoring disgrace, defeat, sponsoring discouragement and despair, sponsoring evil demonic clauses and satanic waste, and satanically sponsored waste, and the mighty demon just, I pull you out. I command it to begin to backfire on your center. I pull you out in the name of Jesus. I charge you. Backfire on your center. I command every evil arrow to begin to expire. I command you to come out of the body of the prevailers, of the body of our children. I decree and declare, also be on deck exalted. Let there be recovery for the prevailers from every satanically shooted arrow of darkness against the prevailers today. Usopia atongosusie elapio otrusosi atua de krustososi ate endegekosusie endoboli krusa ate elapio otogoso ondegekekusote esusia atuate elapio otogosusotue endegekekelibrusote esusia atuato. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your voice. You have said every evil foundation that has harbored demonic plantation against my life, every evil foundation that has harbored demonic installation, demonic plantation against the life of my children, against the work of my hands, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you to come out of my life, come out of the life of my children, come out of my business, come out of the work of my hands, come out of my career, come out of my ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus, the actual leke kutoso, o tegeke kusoto, o suate, e tegeke kusoto, e la prosusiate. In the mighty name of Jesus, in supporto gogo ligrasi ate. In the name of Jesus, beloved, when they put Daniel in the lion's den, the king could not sleep, and he came and said, "Has the Lord your God been able to rescue you?" The imagination and the expectation of the wicked did not come to pass. The devices of the oppressors and the tormentors, they were rendered useless and impotent and unable to perform their enterprise. That is why you and I were going to say this morning, "Lord, every devices of darkness, sponsored or hired against me in the daytime or in the nighttime to trouble my life and to trouble my destiny, to trouble my children, to trouble the work of my answer, to trouble my ministry, to trouble my career, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I declare that you shall not prosper. 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 In the name of Jesus." Beloved, I want to say every chameleon spirit that is assigned to trouble my life, trouble my children, and trouble my destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you to fall down and die. 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 Fall down and die, 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 fall down and die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Zepron de Gekuzote, Nigra Gosusia,
Beloved, begin to command recovery now, for by the reason of the anointing, the yoke shall be destroyed. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Therefore, you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You will see of the Lord. We will see of the Lord. He's our refuge. He's our fortress. The Lord is our God. In whom we place our trust. Therefore, the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon smite us by night. For the Lord shall preserve our soul, even forevermore. Why don't you say to the Lord, I hand it over to you completely, Lord, for a safekeeping, Lord, because you watch over me. Lord, you watch over your word to perform it. Therefore, I give my life totally unto you, Lord. Find your way, O God, have your way in my life. Let there be recovery. Let there be restoration. Let there be healing. Let there be the release of divinely open door. Let there be a release of divine help. Let there be a release of the of what is required to settle and establish the prevalence, even in this England and around the earth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise, our God. We worship you, we exalt you. We magnify your holy name, because you are worthy, you are holy, and you deserve all the glory. For we are prayed in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree that the grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord liveth and abideth forever. Therefore, I declare that the workings of deliverance and rescue and salvation that you have done today remains with us forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, as we lay down to sleep, none shall make us afraid. Even in the night season, we will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way walking is. Therefore, Father, we receive divine direction, we receive divine instruction, we receive divine guidance. Lord, even as we sleep, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let our word come. In the mighty name of Jesus, let our troublers be troubled. Let our haters be hated. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, O God, for your divine help. Lord, for every soul that appears in Zion, even this morning, Lord, I ask that you will help the individuals according, O God, to their need. Lucustos upon deck, elibus ode, having unseated every seat of darkness, sponsoring infirmity in their life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree and declare, let there be peace. Beloved, when that child told you, he asked for the pen. And beloved, the boy had an evil arrow shot at him. But look, I just saw now the Lord has restored him. In the same hand, you will see that child begin to hold the pen correctly. Was holding the pen now like an adult. God has restored back what the enemy thought that they have damaged. Therefore, I decree permanent restoration into that life, into that home. Permanent restoration of joy. Permanent restoration, Lord, to the usage of the hand. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Zekua and Tolobosi Adi. Beloved, I want you to write this down, because I see that this child is not an ordinary child. There is a grace of God upon his life. I see that there is a priestly anointing upon that child's life. You better begin to teach him how to pray now. You better begin to get him involved even in prayer, because that boy will speak words over lives, and you will see those lives begin to manifest the word of the Lord that comes forth out of his mouth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, and for you, whatever, I see something even right now, every leaf of darkness, a waiting what you look, every leaf that has been used in magic by any babalawo or any personality anywhere, that leaf was already dead, but your life has been restored to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall not know death. You will live and not die to declare the glory of the Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for acting this morning. We thank you for our building this morning. We thank you for all of these people, Lord, that serve your purpose. And Lord, I decree and declare every wickedness of the wicked in their body is evicted from their body. I speak healing and I speak the divine power of God that terminates every weakness in the night, even into your lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We give you praise, our God. We worship you, we honor you, and we glorify your name. For we have prayed, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, my God and my King, the Lord that answered by fire, the one unto whom all the nations come. Lord, I have come to say thank you for all that you have done. Beloved, you will also see, I can see something else. Beloved, somebody needs to take your bed, the bed in your house. When you lift that bed up, I see the mattress being lifted up. And whatever is troubling you, when you lift it up, I want you to, and the area of your bed frame, I see that there's somebody troubled. But what was troubling them was underneath their bed. Whether anybody put anything there, visible or invisible, as you lift that bed up and anoint that place, I see the fire of God locating whatever was hiding underneath the mattress that the enemy has used to trouble anyone. I see them located by the divine fire of God, and therefore your troubler shall no longer be able to trouble you in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the healing for you now. Your home will not be your trap. Your home will not be a place of bedridden for you. Your home will not be converted even to a tabernacle for the wicked. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But the Lord in the midst of you is mighty. Is mightier than the sand of many waters. Therefore, I give you praise this morning. In the name of your beloved, I also see that somebody has had miscarriages. 1, 2, 3. Miscarriages 3 times. But because the enemy programmed miscarriages, I see that it was done in eggs. They use eggs to create the problem. So they allow the eggs to leak. And I see the part of the egg that leaked was not the yellow part of the egg. The clear fluid around the egg area, they saw it leaking. And whenever that happened, you have suffered miscarriage in at all. Anyone that breaks an egg in order to cause you to be barren and to be miscarrying your children, I decree and declare they will be buried this year. In the name of Jesus, that instrument of darkness ceases from prevailing over your life from today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I give you thanks. I thank you, Lord. The end of the actually lay close us here. Therefore, as each individual goes to bed tonight, unravel every mystery that we must know in order for our troublers to be troubled so that we can focus on the race of life without any problem and run the race that you have set before us and come back as the redeemed of the Lord with testimonies of your greatness, of your goodness, and of your love. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.